Crystal Hughes stands on the tarmac at the Aspen Airport. She's wearing military fatigues.
We have a team of 4 active duty people from Luke Air Force Base in Phoenix, Arizona, and we just come out here just to volunteer and give back to the veterans.
And how many vets are coming in on this flight?
This flight, we have about 4.
It's a light flight. In total, more than 300 veterans are arriving here. Inside the terminal, disabled vet Dave Riley gets his bags. He's a quad amputee, below the knees and the elbows. He says the sports clinic improved his life.
Intense people working with you and being able to talk about stuff kind of brought me out of the funk that I was in and turned me around.
The clinic is a joint effort between the group Disabled American Veterans and Veterans Affairs. It's a rehabilitation program for veterans with traumatic brain injuries, spinal cord injuries, amputations, blindness, and other impairments. It uses activities like adaptive skiing to improve veterans' physical and mental health. Again, veteran Dave Riley.
I go up in the sit-down ski, and I have just as much adrenaline as when I used to ski normally. That was really what helped me out a lot, is getting the adrenaline back and being out there again.
It's definitely rewarding for us, and it's nice to see the smiles on the faces of these veterans.
Near the baggage claim, Jamie Driscoll with the Aspen Elks Lodge is handing out snacks and welcoming the veterans. The organization puts 500 volunteers on the ground during the week the veterans are here, providing food and support. Driscoll says the veterans are his family.
I'm a disabled American veteran myself, but I'm able-bodied, and this is how I give back to these guys and girls that have fought for our country. It's just a overwhelming experience. I'll do this until I can't do it anymore.
His feelings are echoed by Crystal Hughes of Luke Air Force Base. She's back on the tarmac awaiting the arrival of more veterans.
I mean, I'm not out there helping them ski or sled, but it's me just giving back and thanking them for their service. I wouldn't be here wearing this uniform if it weren't for them.
The clinic started Sunday. Secretary of Veterans Affairs Robert McDonald is expected to attend the event on Thursday. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.